midnight seems so nice to me. It's the start of a new day. And there's no place in this world that I'd rather be than right here with midnight and you.
Ooh, right, that'll get you in the Valentine's Day spirit.
Right on.
Little Barry White.
That, by the way, is my favorite music.
Thanks, Senator Cruz.
But we'll be back to me in just a little bit.
Yeah, we want to ask you about your Dixiecrat comment and other things that you mentioned today that were a little weird. There were some weird moments, you have to admit.
Yeah, there were some weird moments. But I thought, generally, he was kind of impressed. All I want to say about the thing last night on CNN between Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz was it was really refreshing to see two professional politicians actually on a stage debating each other about something.
And they did go deep on the issues, so mm-hmm. It was nice to see that kind of time allotted to something right. Very important. I just was.
And no one was called a loser in the middle of it.
There wasn't a lot of name calling. They were on very different pages in terms of how we should move forward, but yeah.
Right. And even Bernie Sanders didn't call him Lion Ted. You know, there was nothing like that.
He didn't do that. Yeah. No, that never happened.
Exactly.
And except that Senator Cruz did congratulate the woman for living with MS multiple times, and people didn't like that. Congratulations.
Yeah, there were a few weird moments, but we're going to talk about what Senator Cruz's Valentine's Day plans are. But our Valentine's Day plans include the Wine Whisperer, Kristen Ellis from the wonderful Binney's Institution, one of the Chicago's very own Binney's, Chicago's very own most important. I think, you know, forget about United Airlines and McDonald's and all the rest of that stuff and Boeing. I think if
Who
it
cares?
Were not for Binney's, this town could not operate. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
The Wine Whisperer. That's awesome.
You like
Thanks
that?
Thanks for that. I do.
The Wine Whisperer.
That was perfect. And you did whisper some things into all of our ears here at WGN Radio right before the holidays, and it made for some really yummy, yummy wines.
Yep, I'm happy to help. It seems everybody got out and got what they needed, and it was a good holiday season around here, so awesome.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, Kristen helped me. I went over to Binney's mm-hmm. right before the holidays, and I've never seen and I know that this worked out well for Binney's, too, because I think half their inventory I purchased before it was all said and done. But
I have a way.
Yeah, but it was sort of like, hey, do you like this? And she knew where everything was in the store, which was crazy.
Thank you.
You know, it was like, and I was like, well, I had this one, I saw it, it has a label, and there were words on the label. I know what you're talking about. And then, boom,
like
she was like right there.
I'm the Wine Whisperer, baby. That's what I do.
That is what you are.
I have a shameless plug.
Yes.
Can I?
Sure.
It's Valentine's.
Right.
It's time for love.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We have a pink champagne tasting at our Southloop location tomorrow night. If you guys, you know, if everybody wants to start early on Thursday with your Valentine's celebrations, you can do it there.
Think
from
pink?
6 to 8:30.
Yes. Breast cancer organization.
Valentine's Day. Pink champagne.
Valentine's. Okay, there's
another
one that's related to
Sure,
cancer.
Sure.
Okay.
But yeah, no, this is all about the lovers
on
Thursday,
love.
Tomorrow night. Yep. So $20 entrance, and attendees get 10% off their purchase of bubbles. So that's it and done.
That's
all I
have to say. That's it. That was very good. That was fine. That was all good. We're happy about that.
Thank you.
Now speaking. Well, you did bring some pink champagne on ice, just to quote the Eagles. Now, what is this that you have brought here?
This is a Cremant d'Alsace by Lucien Albrecht. It's wide distribution in our stores. We have it everywhere because it rocks. I thought, you know, coming on today, I wasn't going to bring any fizz, but then I thought, well, maybe I'll just do it every time, right?
Yeah,
so it's just better that way.
So
it's pink, it's rosé, it's 100% Pinot Noir, aged, extended aging, 18 months on the lees before, of course, it's disgorged and brought over to us here from Alsace, France. So $17.99, amazing value. This winery has been around since 1425.
Ooh.
So they know what they're doing. They basically started the Cremant style. When
wow.
you see that word Cremant on the label.
I've seen that. What
C-R-E-M-A-N-T.
Does that mean?
Yep. It basically means they make it in the same method that they do in champagne. But the Champenois, they really like that name. I mean, you can't even call your Cadillac the color champagne. They like own that word.
Mm-hmm.
So everything made in that way outside of France, they call it Cremant.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yep. And oftentimes much less expensive. So you get great value, great flavor, all for less price.
And it could just be a mile or two outside of the region.
It could be not a little bit further away,
further.
You know, in other major regions, Alsace, Burgundy, Bordeaux, things like this. So you're going to see those more recognizable regions on there.
Right.
Yeah.
It is really good. It's
delicious.
Dry.
It's
because it's a Brut Rosé, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a little bit of, it's, you know what I like about it? It's just got a very, it's clean.
It's clean. Linear. Yeah. Yeah. Got nice fruit.
Linear. I love, you know, I love she words. Is the whisperer. Oh. She, I mean, I don't know what that means. It's like, but you're right. It's
but
linear.
It looks like somehow. A laser beam on your palate, you know? It's uh-huh. just, yeah. But that, I guess clean would be synonymous. I think it's more or less the same.
I like your word.
It could start the night. It can go through the entire night. It could finish it. It's great. Mm. Yeah. But everybody knows how I feel about bubbles, so yeah. It's a love affair.
Yeah, well,
and we're talking about love, so
just gotta be. You cannot take a bath in this. I learned that the hard way.
No,
oh, yeah.
All right.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you can. You shouldn't.
Yeah. You shouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that if it, you know, and at $17.99 a bottle, you could actually probably afford to do that. But it would. I'm just gonna tell you, it's gonna hurt. All right. Now you have a Rioja, and you know how I feel about the Riojas.
That's why I brought it. Mm. You love it, but everybody should. It's great. So this is a Muga Reserva 2012 for the
Muga,
region.
Muga, just like it sounds.
Yep, right. 2012 for the region was a good vintage, really stellar, good quality fruit, clean fruit coming out of the vineyards. So obviously they're making really good stuff. So we have a Reserva here, aged 2 years in oak and 1 year in bottle before release. So they do all the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, wow.
And it comes ready to be popped and enjoyed.
Let me tell you something about this right now.
Yes, what do you think?
Let me just say something right now. Because I drink a fair amount of wine, as I did on Super Bowl Sunday.
You drank a little too much wine?
I did, and I took a number of the bottles that Kristen actually helped me purchase.
Yeah.
I think a month and a half ago now, and I took them to the Super Bowl party, and I believe that I drank them all myself before it was all said and done, but I had a very good time doing it. And you did, you pulled out some Riojas, and I would say that if people like... if you know, people are like, they want to spend money on Pinot Noirs and even cabs, the European cabs, French cabs, that if for a Rioja, for half to a third of the price, you're getting the exact same experience.
Right. I agree with you.
It's amazing.
I love it.
So it's closest to those different wines.
Well, it is. Well, it's different grapes, you know, so different style in that regard and the flavor profile. But in terms of quality and value for the money, I think that that's definitely a fair assessment with Rioja.
That's good to know. Yeah. I stay away from them because I don't really know that much about them.
Oh, they're awesome.
Rioja. Okay.
Riojas. Yep. I think you cannot go. This is how it all started with the Wine Whisperer a couple of years ago for Thanksgiving. You brought in these Riojas and I thought the same. You know, Anna, I thought exactly like you did. It's like an infomercial
how
now.
How big can that be?
And I'd be like, I know how. Come on, now I don't know anything about this, and I know that they're, you know, they're from funny places. And how good could it be? But I'm going to tell you something that I think Spain is just one of those underrated places for everything, whether it is olive oil or wine or food.
Yep.
You know, it's one
tourism.
Of those places that people are like, and then when they go there, they're like, dude, you are totally missing out because people want to go to Italy or they want to go to France because it's, you know, it's got the better marketing, but the experience in Spain across the board can be really something special. And some of the Riojas are also made in South America too, right?
Well, there is a region in Argentina called La Rioja, but not the same. That wine would just come out rightly labeled and would be an Argentinian wine.
Right.
So not the same.
Not the same deal.
So no, the answer is no.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I went toward the Spanish cava. The cava, isn't that like
their
champagne?
Yeah, so that's that. Yep, that's like their champagne, just like this Cremant made the same way, and it's cava.
It was really good.
Yep. And I think that one we had was really, really great.
We had a cava,
like, 10 or 11 bucks, I think. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, last time you were here.
That's right.
And now can you explain, how do the bubbles get in the champagne?
So it's called secondary fermentation. So you have a regular base wine, you add more yeast, you add more sugar. The yeast eat that sugar and they turn it into alcohol. And CO2 is a byproduct of that process.
So it's like a gas.
The gas just dissolves in the liquid. Instead of being released into the atmosphere, it just, of course, then dissolves inside. When you pop that cork, oxygen reacts with the wine, releases the bubbles, and you've got the fun CO2. Yeah,
exactly. How about that?
Sweet mother of God.
Simple way to think about it.
Doesn't get any easier.
It gets,
Is it hard to make at home? Like, people always do wine at home. Like, can you do a champagne?
I wouldn't.
No.
No.
Would blow up your house?
No. Yeah. You might. Okay. You might, yeah.
Stay away. I understand.
Bad idea.
Okay.
Mad scientist stuff. Yeah. No.
All right. We're going to try a Chicago area bourbon coming up. And then pray for us, because I think that this thing is going to, God knows where it's going to head from there. So stay right here. Right now, Violetta Powdermedic's got the WGN Traffic Total Sense. By the way, go to Binney's. Tomorrow night, you said tomorrow night the...
Tomorrow night, South Loop.
South Loop,
6:30, 8 o'clock. Rosé champagne tasting. Amazing.
And the South Loop, I know it's across the street from Manny's. That's the only thing I know about it.
It is. 1132 South Jefferson, 312-768-4400. Don Scheel, ask for him. He'll hook you up.
All right. There you go. All right. right back with the Wine Whisperer from Binny's, Kristen Ellis. But first, Violetta. The Wine Whisperer is here. Kristen Ellis from, Binny's. And we're getting ready for Valentine's Day. And we're putting this up on the website, right? Aren't we doing that? Yes, of course we are. WGNradio.com. And they brought in a nice, like a rosé bubbly. Mm-hmm. It's a Cremant. I can't say champagne.
Yeah, Cremant.
I did that okay?
Yep.
And then a Rioja Reserva from Spain, which, by the way, Reserva, that's an important word to reserve and reservas.
It's an indication of age, how long they've aged their wines in the cellars for you, so you kind of know what to expect as far as treatment. So Reserva is 2 years in wood, generally 1 year in bottle, but 3 years total.
I have kind of a rule, too, that I like, is the, I call it the $20 rule. And that is that if you, it's like, I know most people, you know, they go and they want to buy wine, they get a little intimidated by it. You don't. If you spend less than $20, you're going to get kind of an okay experience, not a great experience. Over $20, but it's going to be better, right?
Well, you might be disappointed. You could spend $200 and not like it, right?
And you've recommended some ones that were in the $10 to $15 when you were here before that wowed me. Maybe my palate is not that refined, but they wowed, and everyone in my holiday party loved them. And I was like, you can't believe how much they were.
So, yeah, good. I mean, they're good wines at every price point, but $20 rule, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah,
that's good.
You're okay with that? So like with 20 to 40, you can find some amazing
things. You can kill it with 20 to 40.
I think you give a gift, too. They have those apps now. You can just take a picture of the label, and it tells you how much you paid. So you don't always, sometimes you want to pay a little bit more for the wine in case they do that.
Sure. Yeah. If they're checking
that's
on
a
you.
Separate issue.
Not that I know that it's is great a really wine bad for that reason.
I honestly never thought of that, but okay.
All right, so very quickly, the other two that we need to get to. Churchill's Late Bottled Vintage Port, that's $30, $27.99.
So you know the gift champagne. Champagne and chocolate. Well, as a pairing, that doesn't really go together because it's dry. Champagne's dry and chocolate is sweet. Mm. So if you want to have a great, lovely experience, and please grab a chocolate if you can. It's a sweet wine and a sweet food, and you're just going to have the better time with it. So if you want to go over to your sweetheart's house or pick him or her up for your date, bring a bottle of port.
All right, now explain this bourbon. We've about 30 seconds left. This bourbon is from Chicago.
Bourbon,
right?
Wheeling, Illinois, the best. I love bourbon. This is Oppidan bourbon and a Solera fractional blending between Oloroso, Sherry, and French oak barrels. It's $59.99 on the shelf, and it should be more. It is
amazing.
Delicious.
Wow, that is as good as... And I'm a big fan of the Kentucky bourbons, but that is just as good. It's kind of a sweetness up front. But
and that's why
I brought
it, because it goes with the chocolate. I like it. Actually, I drink bourbon as dessert. So,
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes
it doesn't end with the exact same way you thought it was going to. All right, Kristen, thank you very much.
Thank
the Wine Whisperer from Binny's. Go to Binny's for your Valentine's Day needs. God knows I am.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're a single, busy performer.